I gotta clear my throat, Jay.
It's like Big Fatty.
Yeah. Without all the, you know, downstairs stuff.
That's right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1603 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday the 18th of March 2014, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I've got some Axe Big Fatty questions and some voice letters. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty going old school. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are Glovies today because y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you... Oh, y'all, that is the cone, beef, and cabbage. At the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Jay the Hot Cub on the old stink pot little show with that toppy smelly. And Jay sent me a little twitty, just a little twitty over the weekend, said that he missed being called a Glovey. So, Glovey, I hope you're happy now. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure he is. So, and y'all, quite frankly, the weather in Charleston, y'all, it's taking a dive. We've got the Northeast Fetch. We've got the Northeast Fetch coming back through through the area, and y'all, we've had to pull the camisole out and the Gloveys, Big Freddy Vulgar, and y'all, quite frankly, it's a soup night, and I didn't even know it was going to be a snoop. Big Fatty Snoop Night. That's a good one. It's just Snoop Night. You're just snooping around. Okay, Snoop Night it is. y'all, excuse me, I sound like that toppy smelly. Big Fatty. Anyway, but y'all, what was I saying? I don't know. Good day in the coal mine on Monday. Y'all got several things done, and y'all, I tell you, it's gonna be difficult, you know, because I recorded this a little bit early, and the dance and premiere has not been on yet, and y'all, I'm worried. I'm worried that I'm gonna drift off into a Walnut Hills coma, Big Fatty, before the dancing comes on. But hopefully, I'll be able to stay up for it because, you know, got to give the full report as to what's going on with that later in the week.
Yes, Big Freddy, you do have to do that. But, y'all,
I don't really have a whole lot on my list, but one thing I do have on my list that I want to tell you about.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, over the weekend, you know, I've been checking the airline flights for lost wages in September, and y'all, quite frankly, it's just expensive as hell. The Delta Airlines, you know, DAL, Delta's always late.
Big Freddy!
Y'all, the prices have been... $525 round trip, and y'all, and that's traveling at the crappy times, and I've just been checking that, and I've been checking the JetBlue, but a couple of days ago during the during the week last week. They had on the news program that the Southwest Airlines was offering a new direct flight from Charleston to Houston. And I thought, well, Bergwater, maybe I'll just keep my eagle eye on that one. And y'all, over the weekend, y'all, they had a one-way fare for $188, which made the round trip fare about $375. And but y'all, I don't really like flying the Southwest because it's like a cattle call. So y'all, I booked Granny and I on our flights to Las Vegas. We're leaving Charleston on the 17th of September and returning to Charleston on the 23rd of September. And y'all, we got the early bird check-in. Yes, Big Fatty! So, y'all, I guess the reason I brought that to your attention is that Granny and I are definitely going to be in Las Vegas in September. And, y'all, we're coming in on that Wednesday and leaving the following Tuesday. So, y'all, you know, we're close to being able to announce the code for the discounted rooms out there. What was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. But be on the lookout for the airfares out there, and go ahead and you know, just kind of keep that in the back of your mind if you're coming. If you were waiting to see if Big Fatty was going to be there, Big Fatty, now nobody's going to come. Oh, well, you maybe. Poor Bergwater.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Bacon.
Sorry, it's bacon. We can't run two contests at one. I just listened to the show, and I don't even remember when I called those messages in. And memory loss is one of the thyroid things, too. So I could look at my phone history, but I probably deleted it. Speaking of phones, I'm getting an iPhone tomorrow. I'm just going to go with the 64. Okay, I kid. I'm going with the 32. Please, everybody tell me if I should, like, go with the 64, but I'm going to. But anyway, I'm getting an iPhone tomorrow. Only because, well, never mind, whatever. Okay, so they just upped my prescription for the thyroid from 100 to 112, and he says, like, $39 or whatever, and I'm like, can you tell me how much the prescription is? He's like, well, you are getting a 90-day supply. Anyway, I have taken, like, mint, green, yellow, white, blue. Now, these ones are, like, a deeper pink or almost red. But, you know, I think before I die in the next 8 months, I think I'm going to, like, get a good, what do you call it, of every possible color this pill comes in. But anyway, I am going to the endocrinologist in April, so hopefully maybe it'll be something else. Maybe it'll be like, I don't know what it could be. Maybe I could be as lucky to be like Aaron and, well, no, that's not lucky. Don't play the rest of us on the show.
Yes! Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. I don't really have any idea what you said, other than you got an iPhone. And y'all, she got the golden iPhone. Oh, dear Gussie, fancy pantsy. And y'all, she's been taking a lot of pictures, and y'all, the pictures of her food. I know that Hat M, you know, he's the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. I know he is enjoying seeing the pictures of Miss Bacon's food. Yes, Big Fatty, they're nice and clear. but I don't understand. I didn't understand the whole thing about the pills. Is one of them from memory? Because I can't remember if you said Big Fatty. I just want to know, did she call back? Well, of course.
Hello.
Kathy. Bacon.
Hello, Poodle.
Hi. Hey,
okay, so, I'm like, whoa.
Anyway.
30 miles to empty. It's 59 degrees. But anyway, you know what's crazy is looking at butter and kind of going, when it's 99 for 4 sticks of butter bread. But thinking nothing. Okay, so I'm watching pedestrians on the street. Yeah, they're freaking crazy. Okay, I balked at 2.99 for 4 sticks of butter, but thought nothing of paying 4.39 for 5 ounces of chocolate. All right, goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, that of course is. Miss Bacon, you okay? You all right? All right. Y'all, that, of course, was Miss Bacon, and y'all, it was a little difficult to... It was a little difficult to hear there, but she was saying that she balked. She balked at paying $2.99 for a pound of butter, but didn't hesitate to spend $4 and something for 5 ounces of chocolate. Big Fatty, she's like the rest of us. We love our chocolate.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Colin Hawaii, lover of your nickname, Pineapple Princess. I thoroughly enjoy it. Always makes me smile, including hearing the intro music, which I just love. Anyway, I just called to say hey. I was kerfuffled by the Friday show because, just listening to you go through your process of explaining the week and the day's events, I just felt like this fat one is so fucking ADHD. It's impossible to keep track of this year train of thought, but I completely relate. That's very much how I talk to people. I might have a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from the Pineapple Princess himself, y'all. It is that Kyle, Cutie Patootie, Kyle in Hawaii, Kyle.
How in the fuck can you have Squeaky Kitty talking and you talking and then every once in a while and Poodle interjecting? How can you keep track of all of that on your little show? I have a hard enough time keeping track of where everybody is at all times. How do you keep track of that? You don't have to answer that. I'm just shooting in the dark. I'm tired. It's Friday. I'm going home from laundry, covered in sweat. And I want it to cool down over here, much like everybody in the continental U.S. wants it to warm the fuck up. Love you, Big Fatty. Sorry for the long-ass rambling, take care. I'll probably call back. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is that Kyle in the Hawaiian. And boy, y'all, he's jumping all over the place. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Kyle, first of all, thank you so much for the call and for the mental image of you being all hot and sweaty with clean underpants nearby. That's just... It's my Big Fatty. It's made you be a dirty old man. Is what? No. Well, anytime Kyle calls, it makes me a dirty Big Fatty. You can say that again. Anytime Kyle, Big Fatty. But anyway, Kyle, I'm not quite sure what you mean about all the voices and everything going on simultaneously. You know, it's just a Big Fatty. It's almost like there was just one of us here in the studio for the little show. Well, it's true, and I nothing could be farther from the truth. And a Big Fatty, you can say that again. Nothing could be Big Fatty. But anyway, Kyle, and y'all, by the way, Kyle did call back, but y'all, I think we're gonna save that one for tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty, more Pineapple Princess.
Hello,
Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, I realize that my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future, y'all, he had he had submitted what he had submitted, an Ask Big Fatty question a long time ago, but he just recently submitted one, and I'm going to read it, and we'll try to catch up on some of those other ones. Y'all, I had forgotten I had that, you know, if you don't want to call in an Ask Big Fatty question, you can just write it in, and Big Fatty will put it in a folder and forget about it. Big Fatty! Anyway, Straight Bob says, can you give us your funniest gentleman caller story? Surely things do not always go as planned with the gentleman callers. Thanks, Bob. First of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the question, and I don't know that this the answer is going to be appropriate for everybody as they're eating the Cheerios, Big Fatty. So if you're eating your Cheerios, you might want to stop for a second. But there was a gentleman caller, we'll call him Minkadink, and Minkadink came over, and he was let's just say there was some Bobo honking going on involving Big Fatty and Minka Dink's oral orifice.
Big Fatty, please, and on my Cheerios.
And needless to say, Big Fatty pushed a little bit too deep, and we were all mortified to see what Minka Dink had for lunch.
Big Fatty vulgar.
And y'all, I don't want to make it sound like that there was just a huge explosion. It was just a little bit, and you know, it's kind of like a little baby vomit.
Big Fatty, please.
But and y'all, to this day, I see him out every once in a while, and we get a kerfuffle out of it. Y'all, I hadn't been over here to the Twitty WWW in a while, and you know, people sometimes are sending Big Fatty request, and y'all, you got to remember, you got to tell Big Fatty if you you got to send me an e-letter to Ruined at Big Fatty Online if you want Big Fatty to approve you to follow y'all. We've got Karan Lumbra, Ian Cunningham, Thomas Seidel, Nitz Jr., Hanging Chad. Oh, Chris in Brussels. Now, I know Chris in Brussels. I just listened to his latest little show. So, Chris, I'm going to approve you. Gary, the Cosmic Popsicle. Gary, I don't know who you are, but I've seen you in the chat room, so I'm going to approve you. Tumble Dry. Oh, Odor Gussie, or Odor Gully, Jeff Faria, Wind Singer, George Richard, Henry Radamo, M. Pimento 2, Leisha Fudge, Russell Torbett, Ray Butlers, Kayla Thompson, Olivia Cat, Chris Cannon, Ronnie Bird, and Glittopus. If that's any of y'all, let me know it's you, and I'll approve you, and you can follow Big Fatty on the Twitter. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Toppy Smelly from the old Stink Cast, and Toppy, what was your favorite part of today's little show?
Yeah.
Oh, Big Fatty, that sounds like the sound Minkadink made.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.